Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's all right if you love me.
It's Tom Petty bringing us back, right, along with the Heartbreakers. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my award-winning book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Catherine Crowley is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Harvard-trained psychotherapist, co-author of Mean Girls at Work. Also, Working for You is Killing Me. Is that, did I say that right?
Working with you is killing me, and working for you isn't working for me.
There you go. I think that book has been absconded by one of my people. Come to my office in my studio, my library, where all the books are, and they go through and they pick them out, and they only get the good ones though. So I think that's what happened to one of yours.
That's great. I should tell you, we have another thing now. We have a podcast called My Crazy Office, Jim.
All right.
So if anybody
I bet that's
has
fun.
It's a lot of fun.
You and Kathy together?
Kathy and I, it comes on every Wednesday, and we have we answer questions people have, either about
right.
dealing with employees or handling managers.
And that's a video thing?
It's a podcast, so
yeah.
People
okay.
call in or write in their right. questions, and then we answer
How
them online.
They find out more about you at the website?
Yeah, ksquaredenterprises.com.
ksquaredenterprises.com. So.
Yes.
Check that out. Okay, we're talking about the summer months and the challenges, the issues, the opportunities that are involved in doing business in the summer. One of the things that I remember, Catherine, is when I was having to, you know, I was carrying a kit bag for other companies, is the summer months, I was always B2B. I say always. After my first 7 years in my career, I've always been B2B since then. And so all of my decision makers took a vacation during
yes.
the summer, and
that's
I
right.
had to know when that was, because if I was timing, I mean, I need to know, like in March, if I'm timing a demo, if I'm timing a presentation, a proposal presentation, I'm trying to get a decision out of them. I'm trying to work, you know, my own company's details into all that and expectations into that. I had to play a chess game around their vacation schedule.
Yes, that is such a great point.
Sometimes I had to know months in advance.
You do, and you need to, and that's
without them knowing thing. That you're doing it, by the way.
Exactly. You can say things, so what are your plans for the summer? You know,
yeah.
hope you and your family are doing something fun. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And what's important about it, again, dear business owners, is you have to crack your own denial. We don't want to think that people stop doing business in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We want to believe that it's all going to continue as it always does. So to your point, Jim, being curious about what people are going to do in the summer helps you plan around it. And the other piece is that you can actually do interesting sales meetings, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, if someone wants to go to a game or they want to do
right.
something, you know, meet for coffee
I've
for
done
change
because
they want
this.
To get
right.
out of their office.
Right. There is one thing about the vacation process with your customers. Once you get into a rhythm with your customers, and once you get into where you're a partner with them, and you're talking about the next business round that you're doing with them, then you can say, okay, now I'm going to be able to have this for you the 15th of June. And I'm going to need, if you're going to want this delivered by August 1st, I'm going to need to have a decision from you by July 1st.
Right.
And they're going to say, oh, well, wait a minute now. I'm going to be gone the last 2 weeks of June. Okay, then we better front load this, right? So you,
right.
can, you can work, they'll work with you, but if they're just a prospect,
right,
they're not going to work with you as much. But if, once you become an integrated partner, which is what you should be trying to accomplish as a B2B company, once it gets to that point, then you can be partners in that decision too.
Exactly. And just as you said, if you lay it out that way and then they start thinking about what their business process is
mm-hmm.
and what their budgeting calendar is and how they make decisions.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, then they can work with you.
Many some companies
them.
Have a June 30th, July 1 calendar fiscal year. Some
yep.
have September 30, October 1 fiscal. And you better know about that, and all that's another degree of difficulty that you have to blend into the thing.
That's right. Well, and it goes back to your customer base orientation and mm-hmm. really understanding their expectations, which is in this day and age, you're going to manage the relationship and find out what their needs are
mm-hmm.
and how their calendars run. It's absolutely true. But it all starts with not denying that summer exists.
mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and of course, retailers, many retailers, summer is a big deal for them. It's a big part of their...
Yes.
The B2C folks.
Yes. And there are certainly seasonal businesses that summer may be the highest time of year, you know, highest, busiest time
mm-hmm.
of year.
Mm-hmm.
So taking
no vacations in the summer. If you're in retail, nobody gets to go on vacation in the summer.
That's right. Well, and if you're any kind of a tourist or tourism
right.
or summer resort or, you know, anything along those lines, you're right.
As we used to say on the farm, make hay when the sun shines. So, last thoughts. I got about 30 seconds, Catherine.
The last thoughts are to really take the summer, take the fact that it is a little slower, that people go on vacation, that things are different. Take those aspects that are true about the summer and work with them. Integrate them in your business. Create summer hours. Plan for summer vacations for you and for your staff and for your customers and work around those parameters.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well said. I need a website again, please.
K, the letter K, squared, enterprises.com.
And Working With You Is Killing Me.
With You Is Killing Me in our podcast, My Crazy Office.
All right, so check that out. And ksquared.com, right?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Catherine, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.